Oil companies say even when they're allowed to drill, environmentalists block them. From the University of Michigan, this is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Ever since President Bush lifted the executive ban on offshore drilling, environmental groups have pointed out oil companies already have 68 million acres of public land where they can drill. Let them explore there. Andy Radford is with the American Petroleum Institute. He says when they do explore there, it's those same environmentalists who block them.
I'll give you a good example. If you look at the situation in Alaska, the government has offered leases for sale. And during the past two drilling seasons, companies have been willing to go in there and made the investment to bring the equipment in to do the work needed to explore these leases and have been denied by litigation.
Radford says oil companies are already heavily regulated, and on top of that, they're blocked by what the oil industry considers creative lawsuits. Songbirds up north are beginning to think about heading south. One of the problems birds run into, literally, is buildings. Rebecca Williams is here. You were telling me the folks at the Audubon Society are asking building managers to turn off the lights.
Yeah, and if that's not possible, at least close the blinds at night, from now until Halloween. Audubon says the lights interfere with birds' navigation systems. They either fly in circles around the buildings and die of exhaustion or crash into the windows. Audubon says turning off the lights doesn't just save birds. It saves money in power bills and cuts CO2 emissions.
All right, thanks, Reb. This is the Environment Report. Picking a place to live can be a huge environmental decision. Some people argue if you can walk to everything you need, you'll stay out of your car and that'll cut air pollution. But how do you compare how walkable one place is to another? Sean Ali takes a look at a website that aims to make that a breeze.
When urban planners want to know exactly how walkable a neighborhood is, they commission a study and get results in weeks or months. One computer programmer says this approach is just pokey.
And so we built a piece of software that let anyone look up what they could walk to from their address.
Matt Lerner helped build a website called walkscore.com. Anyone can just type in an address and...
We go through and tell you all of the closest, you know, grocery stores, restaurants, coffee shops, schools, parks, retail stores, so that you can see exactly what that neighborhood looks like.
Then walkscore.com tells you whether that address is in a neighborhood that depends on cars, or whether it's a, quote, walker's paradise. Sounds reasonable, but I found one pedestrian activist who says the site leaves some things out. His name is Ben Helfand. He says there's one obstacle to walking right down his block.
You're talking about kids wanting to walk to school? That house? That's a barrier.
Maybe no website can predict where dogs will scare pedestrians, but Helfand says the site leaves out the condition of sidewalks and whether intersections are safe to cross. He says walkscore.com is great if you're interested in its main purpose.
It seems like their real target audience is people who are moving, and they want walkability to be a factor in that choice.
Helfand says the site gives the impression that people interested in walkability have only one choice to make, where to live. He wants them to make lots of choices over time. He wants them to fix bad sidewalks, tame scary dogs, and support zoning laws that favor walking over driving.
Walkscore.com knows there are some issues with its website. One of its users suggests use the web application called Go Outside and Investigate for Yourself before deciding whether a neighborhood is walkable. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Your company or organization could become a sponsor of the Environment Report. Contact us at feedback@environmentreport.org.